get away to another place. I even listen when I'm laid up with my babe. R&B
life.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What up, what up, what up, what up? This your man DJ Kiefer. R&B Live Podcast, episode 33.
Wow.
We moving and grooving.
Moving That's and a good grooving.
Number, how y'all doing? I got the beautiful ladies in the building.
Yes.
You know what's up, we guys?
In, what's up, everyone?
Tisha,
we miss you guys.
Miss Sade.
What's up? Yeah, welcome back. Welcome, welcome, guys. Welcome.
Hi, hi beautifuls.
Hello. Hi. Mr. Lion, Mr. D-Town, Mr.
See, you got your gear on.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm about to take this, I'm about to take the jacket off because it's starting to get hot in the studio. But you know, but this I gotta
is,
represent.
If y'all
though,
can see this, this is like legit. If y'all ever doubt Kiefer's fan
loyalty, baby,
he is loyal.
He is loyal,
loyal to
lion.
The T.
He is loyal. A loyal lion.
He is
over
loyal
here.
To the T.
Yeah. So,
and we got the one and only turntableless,
yes,
extraordinaire, Mr.
What up,
DJ Lawless?
Yes, what's up? We miss you.
Do we have those anymore?
Welcome back.
Do we have those anymore?
The
yeah, samples. Yeah. Oh, okay. No. I'm just wondering. Wait, I love it when we do that. It gets it hyped.
Yeah, we'll get those in. What's up, Wallace? How you doing, bro?
I am good. Hey, you know what? I know it's been a cool minute, so I want to say Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy holidays.
Merry
what's
Christmas. Up, what's up?
Yes.
What's all that good stuff.
Hanukkah.
There we go. Kwanzaa. You got to
represent all of them. Oh, yeah, Kwanzaa. Yeah,
and all the holidays in between.
For sure.
How y'all doing, man?
We are good.
We're good.
I'm
glad
good.
To be back.
I'm
excited
so
for the show.
We have a dope ass episode.
That's why I'm super excited.
We got this beautiful young lady that's gonna be dropping by.
Ooh.
You know her name is
Lee C.
Lee C.
L E E S E E.
No C.
C.
What?
C-E-E.
I fucked up.
Yeah.
You know you did.
You did.
Just a little bit. It's okay.
That's an easy ass word and I still fucked it up.
Yeah.
Still fucked it
yeah.
up.
Damn.
How do you manage to do that?
Because I'm Kiefer. I always fuck shit
Kiefer
up.
Kiefer slang. Kiefer slang. Kiefer, what is
Kiefer
it?
Swang. Kiefer swang.
Yeah.
So we're back. You know, hey, so we got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, you guys is, you know, we got some shit. I got to talk about, you know, John B's. He's something going on with him.
Oh, brother.
We got an artist that passed away. We'll talk about her.
Oh.
And, I know this hits Miss Sade to the core, the Lovers and Friends concert.
Oh, so
we'll talk about that. And also the Grammys are coming up, so we'll dive into the Grammys.
Absolutely,
lots of stuff,
and you know, and y'all gotta keep it locked.
Yeah, keep it locked.
Sade, Tisha, I got a new song for y'all.
Is it a jam?
Did we do it? It's been so long. We have to practice this, guys.
Did we do it?
Jay?
No, Jay said no.
He said no.
Damn it.
God, man, y'all killing me.
Hold on, let me do some neck stretches.
we fucked up.
We always, no.
Okay, well, I got a new song for you guys. Her name is Honey Baby. Song is called Touching, featuring Cali.
Oh, okay.
Y'all keep it locked. Right here is your man, Kiefer.
Shade.
And Tisha.
R&B Live.
Shots making me feel hot, oh yeah. Step up, show me what you want, you know. Something about you. Know me when you touch and touch and touch.
could never want him if you fucking with him.
What?
He know how to step if I'm running with him. Hate that I'm his first, he ain't never had a money getter. Oh, how I hate a reimburse ass nigga. He'll give it back if you pay first ass nigga. Damn. Don't them be the worst type niggas? Rap niggas tryna flirt for a verse ass nigga. Touchin', touch up my bank account.
Crazy.
Where the funds at? That's all a bitch think about. Nigga, that's gon' keep shit 100, that's a good amount. Give me that lettuce and that cheese, then I'm in and out. He off that honey, now he lastin'. I been whack dick fastin'. He a minute man, I hate that for him with a passion. It's a lot of ass if you ask it, I hope you take action.
Baby, yes, I know you don't belong to me. But when you come around, speed. When you touching, touching on me. When you touching, touching, touching on me. Baby, yes, I know you don't belong to me. But when you come around, making my body speak, yeah. Touching, touching, touching on me. When you touching, touching, touching on me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That shit was fire. Like that shit was fire.
That was fire.
You like that? You like that? Huh?
I like the
me likey, me likey.
I like the ode to the old school. Everything in there was just a time capsule with the old school Busta Rhyme beat.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah. Callie with her clothes, yes. I swear to God, that was a flashback of me back in high school. I swear to fucking God.
You were rapping?
No, like right. Her outfit.
Oh, the outfit.
You know,
okay.
Like the tie up jeans.
Yes.
And like the jean on jean.
Okay.
With the belly piercing, that was me. That was
that,
me. Right,
that was
there.
You all day.
That was, I just like, that was it.
Well, welcome back, your man Kiefer. This is the R&B Live Podcast, episode
what?
33.
What's up? Best R&B podcast in Las Vegas, guys, just so you know.
Speak that shit.
Let yes. me tell you.
Speak that shit.
All right. What we got going on?
R&B. Oh, wait, little, I can hear, I can hear some whispers. Hold on a second. Let me turn that down.
That was me.
Yeah, I can hear the downstairs. Downstairs.
Surprises.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. Okay. Anyway, welcome back.
Welcome back. We missed you guys.
So, how you doing?
Good. Yeah. I'm good. I've been working a lot. I'm always working. Like, no lie, working.
Oh, that's where it's coming from. Okay.
I was like, I hear it still.
Yeah, yeah. No, okay, thank you. Okay.
Oh, no. Damn, that was way better.
Okay, that was me. All okay, all right, cool.
That was you, and you was blaming
pause
us?
Pause it. Mm-mm. Pause it.
No, just like a man.
Mute it.
I did mute it. It's muted now.
Is it?
Sorry, okay. we're streaming live on the
FYI, streaming.
We're streaming live on the website, so
on
you guys
the
on the platform, so let's you guys go. Just check us out.
RNB-live.com.
Speak that. Come on now.
Yes.
So okay, so you just been working?
I've been working a lot. There's been a lot of stuff going on, but working is one of them. Like
okay,
always.
We're gonna dive into that something going on before the end of the season.
Ooh.
I'm telling you right now.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Tashaw?
I'm wonderful. I'm feeling great. Okay. Life is good.
Well, you know, we got a toast.
Yes.
Okay. Let's toast.
I'm sorry,
I don't have my cognac and glamour hood today. I got the
what is that? Jamie?
Apple juice?
Apple juice with a little twang to it. So I just want to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All the blessings to everyone. And
yes.
Let's have a prosper year.
Please. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And much sex. Here we go.
Boom. Oh, amen.
Boom. Amen.
Let's clink, clink.
Clink, clink. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink. Clink, clink. Clink, that's so good. I needed that. I don't know. I needed that really.
2024. Here we go.
2024.
It's everyone's COVID year, so we gotta make it
I
big.
Know.
Everybody.
We got to make it big.
Yes, guys.
Doing big things this year.
I know.
Yep.
And
yep.
We ready.
Well,
are you guys ready? I'm talking about the audience. I hope you guys are ready.
Well, you know.
Oh, shucks.
Well, you know that. You know when you hear that drop.
It's time
for some R&B
it's
news.
Time.
We gonna get it in. But let's start it off. The motherfucking lovers and friends. y'all gotta look at this motherfucking lineup. Oh my God,
Janet J.
I saw the lineup.
Hey, do not change this. I'm gonna lame all these motherfuckers right now.
Please,
Janet Jackson.
Wait. Just kind of
keep please.
No, no, no. When you can't see the name no more, yeah, just you're good.
I think we can stop.
No, still read.
That looks like that looks like a goddamn eye chart. You know what I'm saying? When you got your thing.
Lawless, are you excited to see?
To be completely honest, Janet.
Yeah,
Janet
me too.
Jackson for okay. sure. Because I mean. R.I.P. to Michael Jackson. You know, yeah. This is the only Jackson
but
performing.
She's we the gotta, one, though.
We
she
gotta
is
do it.
The
gotta
best.
See her. Yes. Janet okay. Jackson.
Come on, Penny.
What about you, Keeper?
Come on, Little Penny.
Little Penny.
Little Penny.
Shit, there's so many I want to see.
I'm so excited.
You know what? I want to see Brandy.
Okay.
Keisha Cole's. Cause she could sing.
Oh yeah.
Who else on that damn? Oh, Craig David.
Yes, wow. I know. Wow. I'm excited.
What are you doing?
Jodeci.
I
want to
hear 7 days.
Jodeci's there.
Yeah.
I want to see Eve.
I want to see Eve.
Yeah. Tweet. I didn't see Tweet. Oh, what's that? Is that Tweet or Twitter?
Yeah, it's Tweet.
It's Tweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tweet.
Oh,
Maya.
Maya. Next. Oh, Next. You know the group called Next.
Yes.
And Backstreet Boys. I mean, I know they're up there, but you guys know Backstreet Boys is.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie.
No, nah, I'm not.
I'm
not excited.
I would rather see NSYNC, but you know, JT, he gonna need a bag to perform with everybody.
I know. You heard about that?
Well, shit. So does Tyrese.
Nelly Furtado. I want to see her.
Yes. Tyrese.
And Gwen. I love Gwen Stefani. Mm-hmm.
They got some hip hop on there. They got Method Man and Redman.
Yeah, they got my boy Lil Wayne.
You got Rick
he's
Ross.
The Carter Three. Nas. That's the classic.
And then we got
T.I.
Fat Joe.
So many.
Black. Damn. I didn't realize Black was on there.
Yeah, Black
yeah, Black's
is on
there.
There.
I love Six me. Black or Black, how you want to
no,
call
Black.
It. Black.
Majid.
What else?
Is it
what else?
It's Majid Jordan.
Yes. I love him too.
Yeah, the duo.
Jay
yeah,
Holiday. Jay Holiday is on this card.
Yeah, a lot of great guys.
A lot of motherfuckers.
Nina Sky?
Wow. Nina Sky. I'm so excited. Wow. Guys, so Lovers and Friends concert.
You got May 4th. May 4th.
I am excited. I'm going.
They gonna do all that shit in one day?
Yes.
Yeah, they got like four stages. So yes. They're gonna load
it
up.
Switch, go and
awesome.
Switch, Jake.
Wow. It is awesome.
They
I'm
got,
so excited.
They got four stages, I know, yes.
Yeah, about mm-hmm. four stages, though.
Yeah.
So
and it's in Vegas, right?
Yeah. Right.
You're gonna be running laps trying to see all your favorite artists, but make sure you schedule it out.
Yeah. I know. They have the map. They have the time.
Yep.
You just gotta make your way.
I went the first year and it sold out so fast.
Yeah.
What?
Is my mic cutting or am I tripping?
No.
You tripping. No, but the first year it sold out so fast they had to add two more days. Mm-hmm. So it did 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I went the first day and it was cracking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to miss this year because it be hot outside. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
Thank you for the warning.
It's in May. It's in May, so
it's gonna be toasty.
It shouldn't be too hot.
Get yourself a camera.
Now, where
bag.
Was it? I know out here, but where is that?
Oh, it's right by the Sahara Hotel.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's outside?
Yeah, outside. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And it's fun. I had fun.
It's so lit.
When you were saying it's hot, so I figured it was, but I wanted to make sure.
Start drinking at sundown. Don't drink when
no,
you
don't
get
drink
there.
Early. You have plenty of time. Seriously.
Drink water.
You should hydrate. Yeah. That's all you can
do. Speaking of drinking, hydrating.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, Sade says she's going. Are you going?
I'm going.
Keith?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm still debating.
I want to go. I want to go.
If you want to go, then maybe I'll get tickets for us.
Yes.
Boom.
Me and Jazzy, my daughter was just talking about
it. She wants
about
to go?
Yes, we were just talking about it. Like, literally.
I'll take the family.
There you go.
Take the family.
So,
Jazzy, you want to go? Jazzy wants to go. Okay.
Family.
Hey. We in there. All right, so I got some. I didn't want to change the mood a little bit, but a very famous young lady passed away. Marlena Shaw.
Marlena Shaw.
Yeah, she died at 81. She passed away this January 19th. She is the co-founder of California Soul. I don't know if you guys ever heard about that, but back in the 50s and 60s, there was this phenomena of music and talented artists, and they were singing all across the California.
It was
California Soul. They was the first one
she's
to do
beautiful.
It.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, so rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Marlena. I think I'm saying her name.
And thank
right.
you for your contribution. Wow.
Yeah. She was definitely the R&B culture at its best. So
condolences to your family and just loved ones.
So I got some news for you, Mr. Lucky Day.
Oh, that's my boy. What's going on with him?
He's killing the damn charts.
Okay, yes. Come on, Lucky.
His sixth entry Billboard's adult R&B airplay charts. He is in the top. He's number 26.
Come on, Lucky Day. Oh, yes.
And that song, called That's You, you know, produced by Bruno Mars. Fire. Okay. Song is fire. So yeah. So
I didn't know that was produced by Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno. Okay. Yeah. That's
I do like that song.
True R&B at its best. Yes. True R&B at its best.
I'm gonna listen to it. I haven't heard it.
Oh my God. Yeah. We played it on the show.
We have.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And you were here.
Was that true?
I just don't remember.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no more drinks for you. Money Long.
Okay.
Beautiful Money Long. Also, top 100 Billboard charts.
Okay.
Look at this. Debut her album, Made for Me. Okay. Top 100. This girl is killing it. Mm-hmm. You know, she's just a fabulous artist, man. She's really doing some great things. And, you know, so we're gonna, and she's number 26.
Come moving on, up, moving on. Yes,
moving on up.
I love that.
So, you know, I gotta talk to another queen.
Okay.
You know, do we consider her the queen of R&B or hip hop?
Who is it?
Miss Mary J. Blige.
R&B.
Probably yes. R&B. Yeah. Yes. Cause I don't know, you got like Misty, and you got like
but she's definitely part of the hip hop too.
She's one of those. But
they coined her as the queen of R&B,
definitely R&B.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so Mary, she looks so good. The song "Still Believe in Love" has been on the number one for 5 weeks in a row.
There we go.
Come on, Mary.
Billboard. Let's go, girl. Yes, you know, queen.
Yes,
yes, queen.
She looks so good.
We are letting you know.
As my daughter say, auntie.
She calls her auntie. Okay. Let's see what we got. Okay, here we go. Motherfucker, this is what I'm talking about. Where my goddamn jacket?
R&B.
So this ain't
R&B. Doing that thing.
This ain't R&B money. I mean, this ain't R&B
related.
But a little bit. The NFL is gonna have. They're gonna do a Black National Anthem.
Oh.
Song. It's the Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Oh.
It's going to be performed by Grammy winner R&B singer Andrea Day.
Oh, yes.
So she's going to sing that live on Super Bowl Sunday. So I think that's going to be dope. You know what I'm saying?
Are you doing the Super Bowl party?
I don't know yet. I don't want to because if my Lions playing, I'm cashing out 2 credit cards to go.
Oh my goodness.
You crazy, bro.
You're going to the negative.
No. You can't go negative on a credit card. You just max it out.
He's like, I'm just gonna full send.
He's like, I'm gonna sell a kidney and
those seats are going for $6,500.
No, they're not.
Yes,
are they really?
$6,500 is more than my car.
That's the cheapest.
Yeah, that's the cheapest. That's more than your car?
Yes. I got a brand new 2003 RAV4.
He said brand new 2000.
It's new to me.
He said brand new 2000.
I know, that's right.
Anyway, so big shout out to and the NFL is trying, but you know, even though I think
I love that
the NFL is rigged, so you know, mm-hmm. you already know, you already know, huh? Mm-hmm. Have y'all found out?
The colors
of the Super Bowl is the same colors of the
contestants,
the winners,
the contenders, and
Ravens.
Yep.
I'm not gonna lie, the color scheme is clean though with the logo.
Yeah, but it's nice. That's some bullshit. She has some Honolulu blue on that motherfucker.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Don't hate on me. Anyway, next on the docket is John B. Did we get John B?
John B's got a new album coming out. Okay. And I just saw a new video.
That's a new song.
Right, a new song. But is that song on his new album?
Yes, ma'am. The new album is called Waiting on You, and it's gonna come out on February
23rd. Okay.
I am gonna be first to be picking that up.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. He's your brother from another mother.
He's your brother from another. I'm just trying to figure out how he keeps his skin so clean and
he looks good.
Like he ain't got no. How you got no grays, bro?
So good.
Is he dyeing his shit?
He's singing. Possibly. He's singing it out.
Because I used to dye my shit too, and I stopped. So.
Well,
you can start back up.
No. No, y'all like the silver shit down the bottom.
Yeah,
chair,
yeah,
silver
we like it.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Embrace it.
Yeah, yeah, yes. I've been embracing it.
Yeah,
been embracing it for the last 2 years. Okay, let's talk about the Grammys.
The Grammys.
Grammys.
I'm excited.
So there's, you know, we R&B is really putting a fucking stamp in this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Like how
they,
so?
Like. We coming for your ass.
Come on now.
So you know, so let me go down the list here because we got a lot of people. Is that AC? That's the AC.
Thanks.
Yep.
Oh shit, y'all about to get cold. All right, here we go. So the Grammy. So, well, this person's not gonna be able to. He's not showing up.
And who was that?
Who you think is not showing up?
Who's
not? And that R&B singer?
Huh?
R&B.
Will Smith, he's not going to the Grammys.
Well, that's true.
Well, is it R&B singer or
no? It's Diddy.
Oh yeah, he ain't going nowhere. He's inside.
Diddy's not coming because you know the allegations and the allegedly. You know,
how do you know that is?
That's been all over the blog.
No, I mean I know that the allegations been, but did his representative say he's not going because of that specifically?
Yes,
he wasn't invited.
I need to see the clip.
He wasn't invited.
Run it, please.
I don't have inside clip on that, so I'm sorry. But for the sexual assaults that he's been getting all these.
Oh, so he's just laying low.
Just laying low.
We know.
So guess who's leading the nomination? Scorpio.
Diddy.
Oh, you just naming out signs? Damn.
Is he a Scorpio?
Is he a Scorpio?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, that sucks, bro.
Damn it.
He's not a real Scorpio.
I don't know.
He's not a real one.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything about Scorpios. I don't know about the signs, so. Ladies, can I continue?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. So, guess who's leading the R&B categories? Guess what artist is leading. This should be easy because we've been talking. Ding 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 ding.
SZA's always number
here,
one.
Here, give me an Usher buck. Give me an Usher buck. I'm giving you an Usher buck.
I got an Usher buck?
Yeah, you get Usher buck. Give her Usher buck.
Oh,
yeah. So SZA is leading the R&B categories, every motherfucking category.
Good.
She's got nine nominations.
Damn.
Including Best Album, Best Record.
Okay.
I love it, single. And I hope she win them all.
Yeah, yeah,
because she came with it.
Yeah, she's going about to clean house. She's about to clean house for these white folks. Sorry. Next one in line is Victoria Monet.
Love her.
I love her.
With seven nominees.
Wow. Oh, good. On my mama.
If they don't win any, we definitely got to veto the Grammys.
That's too many numbers.
They gotta win a few.
Well, they're both in the same category, like best record, best album. You know, best.
Okay.
So you know, they might trade.
Well, I'm rooting for both of them. Yeah, they both can get something. So.
Yeah. So, man. So I'm excited. I'm actually going to be watching the Grammys. That's coming out on.
February 4th. Nominated Coco Jones nominated.
I think she got like two.
Okay.
I only did the top like actor like
five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's many more artists that are nominated, but those two are actually like leading.
Yeah.
You know. Nice. So
well,
yeah.
Good for them.
Good big shout out. Big shout out to the black women. You know, black power, black girl power. Come on now. Hashtag. You know. We love our queens. You know.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Yes, I do. I mean, yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
All right, so let's go and get into another song before we get into before we have our
special guest. You guys better keep it locked.
Keep it locked.
Got a special one for you.
This girl, we used to say this in the hood. That girl can sing.
She sang.
not sing. Sing. Anyway, okay, here we go. Tashaw. Sade, Lawless, I got a new song for y'all.
Is it a jam?
Jay Boogie?
Jay, I don't even have to
Jay,
ask.
Jay is like laughing at us. You know, like Jay said.
Jay was me off again.
Jay said, y'all been doing this shit for two years.
I think we've been saying
can't get it.
I'm going to miss that
cue. Try one more time.
All right.
I believe in us. Sade,
Tashaw. DJ Lawless.
Yes.
I got a new song for y'all.
Is it a jam?
Oh, I fucked up.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. I'm done.
I think we're stuck in a jam.
Okay.
Give us a second. Play that jam.
Yeah,
we're not in a jam. We're stuck in a jam.
I got an artist. Her name is Callie from New York. The song is called Goldilocks Love. You heard it first right here. R&B Live. This is your man Kiefer.
Sunday. And your girl Tasha.
There you go.
Tweezers, get this shit out. That's why I hate those types of heads. Using anger for the fire. Sometimes it felt so. Yeah, they're like a little suction cup. I don't even like these headphones because they're not good for like my brains and stuff. You were never the one for me. That's a Goldilocks love. Never had, never cold. Had a Goldilocks love. Too soft, too slow.
Oh, 2 minutes, 5 seconds.
Something else to be like, how you think I like, but where I spend my time when I'm not with you, baby, we tried, cause we was too high to go, too high to go, soft, it was too much, too bold, too soft, too slow, it never quite felt. Thank you.
as they come. Heart of gold, your good intentions. Love me without condition. Can't forget to mention how I really rock with you. I love how you really confide in you and trust you with. Don't know how I got so blessed to have you in my life. I can't even deny. Baby, one of a kind, so loyal. Ain't gotta worry, don't trip. Already know what it is, so loyal. Ain't never focused on them. We be minding our business, loyal. Oh yeah, this love is rare. Nothing compares. Whatever I need, my baby really be spoiling me. Got my heart on lock, you can throw away the key. Going nowhere, forever where I wanna be, yeah. No other way, I'd rather spend my time. Can't even deny, baby, one of a kind. Loyal, ain't gotta worry, don't trip, already know what it is.
How y'all like that? How y'all like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Wow.
I like wow. it.
Wow. Girl can sing. I told y'all she can sing.
She can sing, sing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got the songstress, R&B artist sensation, Miss Lee C.
Woo!
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, guys.
How you doing?
That was beautiful.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yep. We're
so
good.
Excited
good.
To have you here.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
So, question. How long you been singing?
I've been singing since I was 8. I'm 28 now.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Since I was a kid.
Wow. Wow. So are you originally from Vegas? Where are you from?
I mean, so I was born in Los Angeles. I lived there till I was about 12. Then I moved out here. So I was raised in a Catholic school by my grandmother. And so that's actually how I realized that I could sing, is like seeing people sing in the church. Like, Because I'm like, oh, they're just like me. I could do this too. Like, for some reason, it felt like it wasn't obtainable. Like, when you see people on TV doing it, you're like, they're on TV doing it. I've never seen this person, whatever.
Yeah.
But you see someone you see every day get up and sing, like, I'm like, oh, I could do that? I want to do this.
Wow.
Here I am.
So wow. Who was the first person that told you, that girl got it?
My mama.
Shout out to mama. Mama knows.
Yeah.
Mama knows.
Yeah, I'm not actually, I don't know what made her realize it, but she started having me sing for everybody. Like, she would just be like, oh, sing that song for them. Like, she would have, like, her go-to song. Like, sing that song for them. I'm like, oh. Like, at some point, her and my aunt used to always make me sing Love by Keisha Cole for everyone.
I love that song.
And Listen. Like, I'm like,
wow.
But yeah, it's my mom for sure.
That's what's up.
Now, were you open to just singing when your mom said that, or you was like taken back at times?
I'm really shy. I'm still shy. Like, it's funny, if you put me on the spot and be like, sing something, I'm gonna be like, I don't know what to do. Like, and I've always been that way. Like, so I definitely was like hesitant every time she'd be like, sing this song. I'm like, all right, like, eventually I'll do it.
Yeah.
And like, they're like, okay. Okay. She might awesome.
So I see you're very heavily on Spotify. You got tracks on there. Is that your EP that's on Spotify, or is that your album?
So I have two albums and an EP.
Okay. Nice. I didn't see the second album. I gotta go check out the second album.
Yeah. Nice. The first one would have dropped in 2020.
Okay.
It's called Love Talk. And then In My Feels Again, which was the EP, and then Blue Aura Music, which is the latest project.
Wow. So I see this. So you got this romantic, you know, love songs. Yeah. Like, is that your vibe, your energy that you is that your thing?
Yeah. I love. So I'm happily married. We'll be approaching 3 years in May.
Yes, but, sir. Like, 3 years. Let's go. Come on now. That shit ain't easy.
Yeah. So he's like my muse. I feel like I write about like our love a lot. But yeah, love is that's my thing.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Well, and the name of this song that you just performed, it was Loyal.
Yeah.
Is that? That inspired by
That's inspired by him. Aww. But it's so funny, that's not even his favorite song on the album. It's like he doesn't not like it, it's just not his favorite. Like,
what? Okay. You were loyal, come on now.
Yeah.
Who are some of the artists that inspire you, you know, throughout?
My number one is Beyonce. Like, I just love
her
since Destiny's Child.
He's a hater.
It's okay. I won't be a crazy beehive person today.
Okay.
But I need legit reasons why people don't like her. I'm like,
I got a can of spray for that shit.
We have a whole episode.
Yeah, but just being a hater. Just being a hater.
Yeah. But a lot of people have told me they got Aaliyah like influence from me as well, like in my Aaliyah sounds based, like, so I realized, I'm like, okay, I am inspired by her, so I'll say like Aaliyah too, like she inspires me a lot. I love how soft her voice is, it's just
me too.
Pretty.
Okay.
And you can get there too. I love your soft tones as
Thank
well
you.
Yes.
So what you have planned for 2024?
2024, my plan is to put my foot on these bitches' necks. No,
I know that's right.
Nah, I just this year I just want to be really consistent and just intentional with everything that I do. Anything I put out, I just want it to be quality. I don't want to just be putting stuff out because people are expecting something from me. Like, I was gonna do a deluxe for the Blue Aura music album, but like the songs that didn't make it kind of feel like a departure from that space now. So I'm gonna do a whole new, like, you can expect a whole new project from me this year. And then also I'm gonna go ahead and do a lot of music videos for the songs from Blue Aura.
Get some lot of visuals on
nice.
It. Nice. And who's your producers on? You got a main producer? Who's that?
So my producer, I work with Rafael RJ2. That's his Instagram name as well, but he produced every track on the album. Like, I just don't like recording anywhere else. I feel like as a vocalist, it's hard to find someone like that. It's like a collaborative process. Yeah. Like, a lot, there's so many rappers, so like people expect you to get in there and just be like, okay, lay down the leads, lay down like your ad libs, lay down. It's like, it's not that quick for a singer. It's like layers, really. So he just gets it, and we just create magic. Like, everything, I just love everything we do. Like, and my whole body, I'm like, I love creating. Like, it just makes me feel so good. So.
And is he producing the music as well, production wise, making the beats and all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's talented, because those songs were fire.
Yeah.
Songs were fire.
Thank
fire.
You.
So, we got this thing on R&B Live Podcast. Build your own super group.
Uh oh.
So, any three members, male, female, past, future. Give us three names that you'll get this super group.
Oh, damn. And you said Mel and...
I thought you
mixed them.
Yeah, it could be
like
a Black Eyed Peas.
You don't have to, but it's up to you. This is your thing.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, I'll start off with like a guy group. So like Mario.
Okay.
Usher. Bruno? I think Bruno would be cool. Like, I don't know. I don't know how that would sound.
You got some dancers on there.
Hey. You know? I think they all have like a nice range.
Definitely. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep. And who would be your female?
Female? Cool. Let's see.
Lisi, one.
Let's say SZA.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Why? I can't think of any. I'll say Summer Walker, because she's just on my mind right now. But who else? Kehlani.
Oh, okay. I like Kehlani. Yeah, Kehlani's dope. That's dope. So
I want to meet her.
So the only reason now I have to thank a gentleman, you know, because he's happened to pop up in our presence.
Ooh.
You know, and this is the only reason why we love the pop-ups. But this is the only reason why we have you here, because of him.
Yeah.
So we got the Mr. Nico Blue. Come on through, Mr. Nico Blue.
Come on, Nico.
And matter of fact, where's that mic? Can someone go downstairs and get that mic from? Yeah, the one downstairs on the, and I think we got a chair right there, right?
No, Jack. Now we do.
We got the production assistants took one of the chairs.
Squeeze on.
So Jay, go to the there you go. And we'll get you on in a minute, because I forgot about the. I do have a second fifth mic.
Oh.
Okay, that's cool. He had to bring the whole thing. But that's cool. Just the mic. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
sir. Yeah,
got
you.
What's up, Nico?
What up, Nico?
What up?
You back again.
I'm back.
You made a promise.
You did.
And
he came through.
He came through.
He did, yeah.
Thank you for introducing us to
Lisi.
Thank
you.
And
right?
Bringing her. Yeah. She's very talented.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she's dope. She's dope, man. So how did you two intertwine?
This is an interesting story, so you don't remember.
I know.
It's a while back. I think it was open mic? Yeah, it was an open mic. It was an open mic on the Craig Road. And I seen her
Club
perform.
Lit?
I think so.
Club Lit?
Yeah. I seen her perform, and she saw me perform, and she was supporting everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just dancing through everybody's sets, and we chit-chatted, you know, got each other's socials or whatever, whatnot. That's how I remember her. And later on down the line, I just see her grinding, you know what I mean? She's always supportive, always very open to doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I just see her, grind, and she's really out there grinding.
Okay. You guys got a single together, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're gonna hear it later.
Yeah,
we're gonna hear it later. So, But man, I appreciate you, man. This is, we got to put you on payroll now. this guy's here every show, every episode. Like for real.
But he's all about the R&B culture. That's why we love him.
I know.
We support him. It's all love. So
all love.
I appreciate you.
But you know, before you go, we gotta get you on the Wall of Fame, girl.
So we got a photo.
So if you could do us a fine blessing, sign this for us, you know, and
so we could put you on the wall.
So what song are you gonna close out your interview? What song are you gonna do for us?
So the song I'm gonna close out with is called "Need You Bad," and it's like my favorite track off of the album.
Okay.
A lot of people can resonate with this, so I hope you guys like it.
All right. Well, you know, tell everyone where they can follow you and find you. I mean, we want everyone to know where they can get you at.
So you can follow me on all social platforms at Leecee Music. That's LEECEE Music. And you can find all my music on Spotify, Apple, Tidal, you name it, under Leecee. And that's just LEECEE.
I love it. Thank you so much. You have a beautiful spirit. Thank you. Thank you so much, man. We you know, this is your home now. Okay. This is the R&B Live podcast. We are nothing but about the culture. You know, we are continuing to grow. So we want you to grow with us. And as you grow, we grow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you have anything that you want to bring out, a song or anything, hit us up and we'll put you on here.
When you bring those visuals,
you see we play visuals on here. So let us know about that. But anyone,
thank you.
Leecee. Everyone give a round of applause, Leecee.
Yes.
So we're going to go ahead and get into a music break. I got this group, this R&B female group called Lady. This song is fucking fire. Just keep it locked right here. It's your man, Kiefer.
And Tashaw.
R&B Live.
Positions, we'll let you be the chef in the kitchen. I like that.
Through the basics.
to see me. Need you to come numb on the pain. Need you to take my mind off of things. Always said you wanna call away, baby. Now that I'm calling, you ain't nowhere near. Always disappear when I need you the most, baby.
Wait, yo, we got somebody in the building. Who's in the building downstairs?
What up, it's Nico.
Nico, what are you doing here?
Man, I came to give y'all an exclusive on the R&B Live podcast, and I wanted to give it here first.
Well, go ahead and bust it.
Let's get it. I'm running out of time. Yeah. Oh, nah, nah, nah. I wanna make you my, my, my. Oh, my. I think we got a situation. I might be running out of patience. I need to know, is it mutual? Yeah. I done did some things that I cannot say. Or some broken hearts that I cannot mend. There's some parts I took, don't know how I made it. But all I know is this, all my life I've been waiting out for somebody like you. You, all my life I've been waiting out for somebody like you.
Looking for somebody like you. Can't believe I finally found you. Know you've grown impatient. Don't mean to keep you waiting on me. Hey, I've had my share of heartbreaks. I might have shied away. Ran when somebody hurt me. Tell me, do you feel the same? When I met you, I knew it's different. Felt like a premonition. Not superstitious, but I'm lucky, cause all my life
I've been waiting out for somebody like you. You. Say
If it's more that you want, I'ma live it up. Oh yeah, your wish is my command. Hey, high five, high five, hey.
Thank you, R&B Live Podcast, so much for having me. If you guys liked anything y'all heard tonight, y'all can find me on all social accounts at Leecee Music. That's L-E-E-C-E-E. You can find all my music on all music platforms.
What's up, R&B Live Podcast? Y'all know me. This is my home. You can find me on NIC_BLEU. Again, it's NIC_BLEU on Instagram, Facebook, NICO. BLEU on Facebook. All right, peace.
Yeah.
Hey, we back.
Hey. Well, that's live for your ass.
That is straight live.
Yes, yeah, straight
live. You guys
up
remember live. Those good old times? I need a production team.
I need a production team.
It's good to do that though, because life isn't perfect. So it's good to show our audience
how
life is real. For real.
Well, I like it raw, but not that
raw. And none good.
Not that raw.
I got a condom that say raw. That's about as raw as I'm gonna get.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway. Well, hey guys, this is concludes our show. We'd like to thank everyone for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you.
R&B Live Podcast.
We
this
love
is episode
you.
33.
Let's go.
Yes.
33.
But check this out. Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Episode. We got some heat for you. We got confirmation today. Me and Tashaw had a conference call. This shit's gonna be fucking
fire lit.
Y'all
I'm excited.
Yeah, y'all make sure you guys come to that.
Yeah.
Y'all make sure you come. Y'all more than
gotta
welcome.
Gotta keep it long.
I'll have food and beverages.
Yes.
And drinks. Drinks and drinks, you know what I'm saying? So y'all more than welcome to come to the Valentine's Day episode. That'll be February 8th.
Okay. Yes.
February 7th for everyone here, you know, in February.
Yeah, got it.
Lalas,
thank you for joining us.
Of course,
yes, we wish you.
Thank you.
Lalas, you got anything going on before we end it? And
I got
to tell us
so
what's going on.
February is about to be cracking, but I got a lot of private events. So hit my social media. I got some Super Bowl stuff coming up. I got a mansion party.
You got a mansion party?
We want to go.
Yeah. Super Bowl mansion party.
Is it P. Diddy gonna be there?
Hell no.
Because
I don't skip all of P. Diddy's verses and all his songs.
Yeah, because I don't want to go in the back room when he's there.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
So bad.
You go in the back room, you're gonna see something strange, some change.
Well, I want to go and look. I want to see what's going on.
You nosy.
I am nosy and nasty.
You nosy and nasty. Just like a Sagittarius. Just look nosy up. And nasty. Anyway, thank you everybody. This is our, you know, we done.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining.
Thank
please
you,
join us for the Valentine's
thank
special
you.
next couple weeks.
Yeah, yes. Thank you, Leecee. Thank you, Leecee. Thank you, girl.
Thank you,
you know, you blessed us. Nigo Blue, you already know.
Let's go.
Thank you, bro. You know, you bringing the heat. So, you know, he has another artist, so he's going to let me know. So, like I said, we got to put his ass on payroll.
He's part of the team now.
Yeah, recruit for us. We do have a fourth seat, so, you know. Oh, wait. Say it again.
Just trying to push the culture.
Oh, there we go. Pushing the culture. That's what he's doing.
I love it. Thank you.
For the culture.
Well, thank you, everybody. This is your man, Kiefer.
Shout out.
And Tashaw.
R&B Live. Go ahead, bro.